Extending a little finger in my direction, its thimble adorned with what looked like a tiny, sterile harpoon. "Thank you, Dominica," I said, "but you'd best attend to Quirinbach first."
"You'll come back?"
"Yes, once I've acquired some finance." I smiled and left the tent, hearing the sound of drills whining up the speed.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook. So please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.